Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap your Monday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Tuesday. Tons of fun stuff as usual. So let's get to the news and notes from Monday. Ryan Pressly has been unavailable. Dusty Baker let us know it's because he's sore and he's day-to-day essentially. So he'll be back in action once he's not sore anymore. That's why we saw Brian Abreu get the save on Sunday. Just keep an eye on that situation with Ryan Pressly. The Guardians, they acquired Ramon Laureano after he was DFA'd by the Oakland Athletics. Adds more outfield depth to the Guardians. It's a good thing for the White Sox that Laureano wasn't there on Saturday night, because he likes to do a little bit of fisticuffs himself. Clayton Kershaw, he is set to rejoin the Dodgers rotation on Thursday. Manager David Roberts made that essentially official on Monday, saying Clayton Kershaw would be back on Thursday. So get ready to rock and roll with the veteran, future Hall of Famer, left-hander Clayton Kershaw. Some fallout from the brawl in Cleveland on Saturday. Tim Anderson suspended 6 games. J-Ram suspended 3 games. Emmanuel Clase, 1 game. Both managers, 1 game. All will appeal their suspensions, of course, as usual. So we'll see how that goes. On a side note, Tim Anderson left Monday's game with a forearm injury. So what keeps getting worse and worse for Anderson? It does. It's amazing. It's crazy what's going on with Tim Anderson this season. The Red Sox, they claimed Nelson Lamet and designated Richard Bleier for assignment. The Red Sox are desperate for pitching of any kind right now, so they're going to give Lamet a chance to see what he can do. In a bit of a surprising yet not surprising move, the Mets sent Brett Beatty to AAA. He just has not been able to get it going at the plate this season, so it makes sense to send the youngster down, get his mind right, hopefully get fixed up for the September push for the New York Mets. A bit of Red Sox news for you from Monday. Trevor Story set to be activated on Tuesday, according to manager Mr. Cora. So Trevor Story back in action on Tuesday. Chris Sale will start for the Red Sox on Friday. Mentioned he had a great rehab start over the weekend. He'll be back on Friday. Garrett Whitlock will make a rehab start on Wednesday at Worcester. And if all goes well, he'll be back on Sunday to work out of the bullpen for the Boston Red Sox. Last but not least, Tanner Houck. He will have a rehab assignment on Thursday in AAA Worcester. So a lot going on here for the Red Sox. Got Story back Tuesday, Chris Sale back Friday, Whitlock rehab Wednesday, potentially back Sunday, Tanner Houck rehab Thursday. So a lot of moving pieces coming back in action for the Red Sox, who are surging right now trying to make a push for the postseason. The New York Yankees, they activated Jonathan Loaisiga from the IL. He's one of the 60 IL. He gets activated, and they sent Carlos Rodon to the IL with that aforementioned from yesterday's podcast hamstring injury. So hopefully it heals up. They think it's a minor injury. We shall see. Just another blip on Rodon's radar. Loaisiga comes back to bolster the back end of the Yankees bullpen. Logan Ohapi, some great news here. He'll begin a rehab assignment on Tuesday. We've talked about this before. It expected to be a lengthy rehab assignment. Phil Nevin and the rest of the coaching staff and the Angels said Ohapi needs the full like 20-ish days to get back in catching shape, not just hitting shape. So the plan would be to start his rehab assignment on Tuesday, get him back at the end of August, and all is great with Logan Ohapi. Jazz Chisholm did not start on Monday. His MRI came back clean. He was available off the bench, and off the bench he was as he hit a pinch-hit home run for the Miami Marlins in Great American Small Park. Jose Alvarado is to begin a rehab assignment on Thursday for the Philadelphia Phillies, who need much, much-needed bullpen help with Kimbrel and company struggling right now, just for getting worked a ton. They could use Alvarado in the back end of that bullpen. Jordan Romano, he pitched a bullpen on Monday for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays are deciding if he'll need a rehab assignment or not based on this result. They'll do more testing and see how he's feeling on Tuesday. The Rockies called up Cole Tucker from AAA and sent Coco Montez back to AAA. Tucker's hitting 311 with 5 home runs and 7 stolen bases in AAA this season. Not too excited about this one just yet. Josh Young mentioned he had a fractured hand on yesterday's show. He's set to have surgery on his thumb. They are expecting him to miss at least 6 weeks. At best, he comes back middle of September. I think they're going to work him back slowly just so he's available in the postseason. Josh Young, if you don't have IL spots, clearly a drop in my book. Hyungjin Ryu left his start after being hit on the knee with a comebacker. He made his first start off the IL last week. It was kind of shaky. Comes back tonight, was pitching pretty well through 4 innings, got nailed by a comebacker, gingerly finished the play, but then kind of needed help getting off the field with the messed up knee. Royce Lewis, good news for the Twins, and it's kind of surprising news. Royce Lewis is going to begin a rehab assignment on Tuesday, so the Twins are hoping he can be back in the next week or so, and maybe some fantasy goodness for Mr. Royce Lewis. This is getting a little ridiculous, folks. Starling Marte back to the IL. Just, you know, his migraines, it's always something. Now he's back to the IL with a groin strain, so keep an eye on Starling Marte. It's getting tough to roster the veteran. Last but not least, Astros option Corey Jolks back to AAA, and they recalled John Singleton. Yes, that John Singleton, folks. So let's see how that one plays out. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, PITCHERLIST, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100, so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Looking at some early lines for Tuesday, a couple picks I do like. Braxton Garrett under 16.5 pitching outs, so that's about 5. And if he goes 5 1/3 or less, we win. He's in Great American Small Park, so take the under on that one. Ozzie Albies over 1.5 total bases. He takes on Mitch Keller. Albies went to Ding Dong City on Monday. Brady Singer over 4 Ks versus the Boston Red Sox. Singer strikeouts have been up in a big way since the pitch mix change. And then Mad Max taking his second start with the Texas Rangers in Oakland, giving me 7 strikeouts. Give me the over on Mad Max in Oaktown. That's Underdog Fantasy, folks. Again, underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Just a quick reminder, you must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Sal Frelick continues to rake for the Brew Crew. Went 2 for 3 with a home run, a double, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs, plus a walk on top of it all. Since Frelick was called up on July 22nd, he's hitting 273, 3 home runs, 14 runs scored, and 15 RBIs. Quite the solid run producer in the middle of the Brew Crew lineup. Ryan Jeffers, 1 for 5 with a homer, a run scored, and 3 RBIs. We're talking about a lot of great catchers that are getting the job done. Freddie Freeman, Yainer Diaz, and many, many, many more. Well, Jeffers is one of them as well. That 1 for 5, a home run scored, and 3 RBIs on Monday. Jeffers now has a 10-game hitting streak behind the plate, hitting 405 with 5 home runs, 7 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and even 2 stolen bases. Jeffers has been quite the fantasy producer these days, and he's on a ton of waiver wires, so keep him in mind. And then Bryce Terang, 1 for 3 with a homer, a run scored, 2 RBIs, a walk, and a stolen base. Over Terang's last 10 games, you know, it was a rocky start to the year, went back to AAA. He's back in action, playing every day for the Brewers. Over his last 10 games, Terang's hitting 414 with 2 homers, 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases, producing like the guy many hoped for on draft day. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Gavin Williams, 7 shutout innings with 1 hit, 1 walk, and wait for it, 12 strikeouts versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Gavin Williams had 17 whiffs and a 42% CSW. My goodness. Absolutely great stuff there. Over Williams' last 5 starts, 25 innings pitched, 5 earned, 15 walks. Walks has been a bugaboo, but 30 strikeouts as the youngster has been getting it done for the Guardians. Cole Reagans, talked about him on the DFS segment yesterday. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Cole Reagans, 6 2/3 innings pitched against Boston with 1 earned, four hits, one walk, and 11 strikeouts. Reagan's had 18 whiffs and 34% CSW. Over his last three starts, Reagan's has 17 and two-thirds innings, two earned runs, four walks, and 22 strikeouts. Very good stuff from Mr. Cole Reagan's. And then Freddie Peralta continues to look great. Seven innings, one earned, one hit, no walk, and 14 strikeouts on Monday. Peralta had 31 whiffs on a 44% CSW. That is elite stuff, folks. Peralta has allowed three earned runs or less in eight of his last nine starts with 77 strikeouts over 51 and two-thirds innings pitched. I think it's safe to say Freddie's back as the ace of the Milwaukee Brewers. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Jordan Hicks picked up his 10th save of the year, his first with the Toronto Blue Jays. Will Smith picked up his 21st of the year. David Bednar is 23rd of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. As the Pirates took down the Braves. That was a big one there. Alexis Diaz, his 33rd save of the season. But that's about it. Small save evening on the diamond. But make sure you read the daily reliever rings article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, everybody. Before we look at tomorrow's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break. Get here from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, we have a fun one on tap for us tomorrow, an 11-game slate to break down for you, and starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. If you're looking at pitching on this slate, Max Scherzer, folks, versus the Oakland Athletics. I already talked about the prop bet we like there. We obviously like Scherzer in that matchup at a reasonable price. Yusei Kikuchi versus the Cleveland Guardians. Kikuchi will look to stay hot and get the strikeouts going in that one. Brady Singer versus Boston, not too shabby. And if you're looking for some value, Jameson Taillon versus the New York Mets. If you're looking for bats on this slate, don't mind the Yankees versus Tuki Toussaint, but I love going back to Milwaukee versus Kyle Freeland. Love the Cubs versus Cookie Carrasco. And then the Pirates versus Johnny Chirinos is quite intriguing as well. Lots and lots of ways to go, as you'd expect. And then give me the Atlanta Braves against Mitch Keller as we just keep attacking Braves bats time and time again. All right, a few things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. Braxton Garrett and Great American Small Park. Garrett was elite for a long time. Couple rough starts. He's getting back on track. Now he goes into Great American Small Park. We'll see how that goes for Mr. Braxton Garrett. Framber Valdez coming off the no-no against Grayson Rodriguez in Baltimore. This is a matchup, a postseason preview, elite pitching matchup. Valdez versus Grayson. Really looking forward to that one. Tanner Bibee, he's been pitching outstanding. He's been the ace of the youngsters in Cleveland. Well, he's looking to back up Gavin Williams' awesome start as Tanner Bibee takes on the Toronto Blue Jays. Brandon Pfaadt, he's looked much, much better this last time through. Three really good outings. He's got a fun two-step this week, and it all starts on Tuesday versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. So it'll be a tough go for Pfaadt, so we'll really get to see if the adjustments that have been made are legit or not. And then last but not least, Max Scherzer making his second Ranger start. First one was a little shaky, as expected. But he takes on the Oakland A's in Oakland. Great get-right spot for the veteran, Max Scherzer. All right, before we head out of here, folks, reminder, go to pitcherlist.com. And for some reason you're listening to the show and you're not, I don't know what to tell you, but pitcherlist.com is outstanding. Tons of great free content, podcast articles, and much, much more. Go check all that out. You'll love it. And then become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. Worth every penny. You get into the awesome Discord, get even more content through PL Plus and PL Pro, and it keeps growing to bigger and better things. You don't want to miss out, and you won't if you're a PL Plus or PL Pro member. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and look ahead to Wednesday. But for now, this was the First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, August 8th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.